long time ago was a tailor who made clothes, and his name was Munish. Now, Munish was an expert tailor in a little store, and not too many people knew about him, but whoever knew about him knows that if their pants get ripped, they go to Munish. If they want a new pair of pants, they go to Munish. They want a nice jacket, they give the material to Munish and he makes it. You don't go into the store and you find things hanging there ready-made. You take the material to Munish. He measures your arm and he measures your waist for your pants. He measures how long your legs are. And he makes the clothes according to you. That's how they used to make the clothes. And Munish even made dresses for ladies. And he made all kinds of different clothes, and he was very good. Now, Munish made a little money. Munish made a little money for his family. And you couldn't say he was poor. But all of a sudden, Munish's life changed. And this is what happened. One day, as Munish is working in his little store, the big, beautiful, fancy wagon of the Parrot himself pulls up in front of Munish's little store. Four horses pulling the Parrot's wagon, and the Parrot himself gets out. Let me tell you what happened that morning to the Parrot, and this is why he's coming to Munish. That morning, the Parrot was getting dressed for a party, and the Parrot had a nice new suit that George the tailor made for him. He had a tailor named George. And that day, the Parrot was putting on his new suit. Well, the problem was that when George made the Parrot his new suit, it was a few weeks before. And that time, the Parrot was probably on a diet. At that time, when George made the Parrot his suit, he was on a diet. Well, since George made the suit for the Parrot stopped the diet. And he started eating his regular stuff and drinking his regular stuff. And by the time the Parrot was going to put on his new suit for the party, he was too big for his suit because he had eaten all kinds of nosh and things that he didn't eat on his diet. And the Parrot put on his pants. And as soon as he started getting up from his chair, the pants ripped. And he put on his jacket, and his jacket ripped. The Parrot was popping out of his suit. And he popped out of his suit, he ripped his suit in such a way that it could not be fixed. And the Parrot needs a new suit. Well, let George make the Parrot a new suit. George was away. George was not anywhere near the castle. Well, what about another tailor that the Parrot knows about? Well, no tailor was around. And therefore, the Parrot needed somebody to make him a new suit. And one of the people in the castle said, I saw a little Jewish store, and it says, Munish the tailor. Try the Jewish tailor. The Parrot says, I don't want any Jewish tailor to make me a new suit. How does he know how to make a Parrot suit? He knows how to make, you know, those Jewish kind of clothes. But how does he know how to make a good suit? Well, what choice do you have? Your suit is ripped, the party is tonight, and George is not here, and there's no other tailors. And the Parrot says, okay, bring me my material. They brought the Parrot his excellent, good, beautiful material that came from far, far away. Expensive, good material. And the Parrot took his material and he got in his wagon together with a few important people and his driver and a few schleppers and servants. And the Paretz gets out of his fancy wagon and he goes now into Munish's little store. And he says, "Listen here, Jew. I'm the Paretz. You know that?"
Yes, sir."
"Well, tonight's a party. I need a suit by tonight. And you have to make me a beautiful, good suit. You understand, people that come to my parties are dressed up in fancy clothes that come from Italy and France and all kinds of places. They go shopping, not around here, they go shopping far away in the good stores and the good places. Well, I have no chance and no time to go shopping anywhere, and I want you to make a suit out of this material that comes from far, far away. It's expensive. Can you do that? What's your name again?"
"My name is Munish."
"Munish. Okay, Munish. Can you make me a suit by tonight?"
"Yes, sir. I'll make you a suit by tonight with Hashem's help."
And the poet says, "Okay. If the suit comes out good, and I like the suit, I will pay you very well. And if not, you are going to only be able to patch torn pants. I'll make sure that nobody ever comes to you again for clothes, except for torn pants. That's all you're going to do." And Munish got busy. First of all, he has to measure the Paretz, so he takes out his tape measure, and he measures the Paretz's sleeve, his hand, his arm, his waist. Whoa, he had to go way, way around. The Paretz, he almost ran out of tape measure to do the Paretz's waist, and his legs, and he measured the Paretz, and he got busy making the suit. And he worked the whole day, and the Paretz came back a few hours later when it was time to get dressed for the party, and he tried on the suit and he looked in the mirror, and the Paretz got a big smile. He says, "Munish, this is the most beautifully fitting suit, the nicest suit I have ever had. George the tailor could never make me a suit like this, and not Freddy the tailor or Craig the tailor or Tommy the tailor or Jerry the tailor, and no tailor. This suit is perfect. It fits perfectly. It's so beautiful." And he gave Munish a beautiful, nice bag of gold, and he even gave him extra material that was very expensive. And the Paretz went to his party, and he was so proud of his new suit. And all of the people by the party said, "Look at the beautiful suit the Paretz is wearing. Isn't that gorgeous? Isn't that nice?" And the Paretz was so proud of his new suit. Now, Kinelach, a few weeks later, it was another party, or maybe about a week later. I mean, how long can a Paretz go without a party? What else do Paretz have to do besides going to parties? No! That quiets him down. Now, by this time, the Paretz's wife was also not on her diet. And she was putting on her nice dress for the party. Well, what do you think happened to her dress? It popped and ripped and was plotzed. I mean, the Paretz's wife could not keep her diet, and she ripped her dress, and she says to her husband, "Tonight's a party, and I have nothing to wear." And the Paretz says, "Don't you have a closet full of about 500 dresses?" "Yeah, but I wore them already. I can't wear the same one twice. I have to get a new dress." Where is the tailor? Call the tailor." And the Paretz says, "You know what? Don't bother with George or Craig or Jerry or the other tailors. Let's go straight to Munish. He did such a beautiful job on my suit." And they got material, and they go to Munish, and they say, "Munish, you have to make a dress for the party. Tonight's a party." And the Paretz's wife plotzed her. She popped out of her dress. She has to have a new dress. "We'll come back in a few hours. We need a beautiful dress."
And in a few hours, Mrs. Poritz came with Mr. Poritz. And they come into Munish's store, the little store. Somehow she fit in there with the Poritz. She tried on a dress. Oh, it's gorgeous. It's so beautiful. It's stunning. It's wonderful. This is the most beautiful dress I own. I can't believe how nice it is. Nobody will think I got it right here from somebody in the town. They'll think I went shopping far, far away to get it in one of the best places. And that night, Mrs. Poritz wore a new dress to the party, and everybody said, oh, look at that gorgeous dress. Where did you get it? In Italy? In France? In England? In New York? In Beverly Hills? Where did you get that dress? It's so gorgeous. Well, it's a secret. I have a secret place to go. Oh, tell us, tell us. We also want to go shopping there. And Kinelach, the Poritz and his wife saw that Munish is not only an expert tailor, he's the best. And they gave him nice bags of gold. And when a servant needed a new uniform in the castle, where do you think they went to go to get the servant a new uniform? Munish. If an officer needed a new uniform, where do you think they went to go to get the officer the new uniform? What do you think?
Munish.
Munish. And if the Poritz's daughter needed a dress for a party, where do you think they go to get her a new dress? Anybody want to tell me?
Munish.
Munish. And if one of the Poritz's sons needs a new pair of pants, where do they go? Munish. Kinelach. By this time, Munish was not anymore in a little store. He moved into a big, beautiful store because he was getting rich. Munish did not only have his own little sewing machine, of course, not an electric one, but he had a beautiful brand new sewing machine, and he had even workers working for him. And he was making a lot of money. And not only Munish's family lived in a little house with only enough room, they were living in a big, beautiful house now. And Munish gave a lot of tzedakah, and he fed orchim, poor people. He donated money to the yeshiva. He became a very important man in the town. He did not anymore sit in the back of the shul. Do you know where he sat in the shul? In front of the shul with the important people and even the rich people. Munish became a wealthy man, a gvir. And people gave a lot of honor to Munish. When he sat down in his place in the shul, they brought him a sitter. They brought him a tailin. They brought him a cup of tea. They brought him sugar. They treated him like an important person. Everything seemed to be wonderful. There was only one problem. Munish was getting very proud of himself. Munish was becoming, unfortunately, a big shot, a bar gaiva. Now, maybe he wasn't going around making people feel bad, but in his own mind and his own feelings, he was saying, I am the best tailor. I am the favorite of the Poritz. Even other Poritzes come to me and their wives, and everyone talks about me. And look at all the beautiful things that I make. Look how good I am. Look how expert I am. And wherever I go, people say, there's Munish, the tailor. And I get to go to the Poritz's castle, and everyone respects me and smiles at me. And I have important people come to my store and make a big deal about me and talk about me. And he was a little bit too proud of himself. And a little bit enjoying it too much in the wrong way. Sometimes
there's a little bit of difference between the right way and the wrong way. Like now it's right before Pesach. What is the closest thing to chametz on Pesach? You know what the closest thing is? A matzah. A matzah is the closest thing to chametz because if the flour and water is before 18 minutes, it's a matzah. What if it's 1 second later and it's already 18 minutes? It's already chametz. A tiny bit of difference between a matzah and a chametz. There's a difference sometimes, a little bit, between a person that is thanking Hashem for what they have, or a person is too proud of himself. It could be. And this is the way it was with Munish. Now, Kinalach was coming up, did Paritz' birthday party. Oh boy! He was going to make a big, big birthday party and invite all of his friends and other Paritz' and their wives and big shots and important people and millionaires and officers of the king. Maybe even the king himself, I don't know. But it was going to be some party, all right. Well, do you think the other suits that the Paritz had will be good enough for his birthday party, or he's going to have a special suit? A special suit. A birthday suit. I mean, a birthday suit that Munish is going to make for him. That Paritz wants to have. The fanciest, schmanciest, most beautiful suit that he ever had for this party. He is going to outdo himself. He is going to be the best dressed Paritz in anywhere in the whole Paritz world. This is what he wants to have. And he calls Munish to the castle. And he says, Munish, it's coming up my birthday. I want you to make the fanciest, schmanciest, most beautiful suit that you ever made for me. And Mrs. Paritz comes in. Oh, Munish, you have to make for me the most beautiful, fancy, Ungapachka dress that you ever made for my husband's birthday party. And the daughters come in. Munish, we need new dresses for the birthday party. You have to make it for us, but better than all of the other girls that are going to come. And the boys come in. Munish, we need new suits for the birthday party. The officers come in. We need new officer uniforms. The servants come in. We would like new servants' uniforms. And, of course, Munish is getting very excited that he's going to make such beautiful clothes, and everybody will talk about him and make a big deal out of him. Because by the other parties, everybody says, oh, where'd you get those clothes? Well, we have a secret tailor. He's an expert. It's a secret, you know. Well, some of them knew the secret, so they also came to Munish. And Munish got busy making the clothes. And of course, he's going to get a very big, fat bag of gold for this job. And a few days before the party, the Paritz sends his own wagon to bring Munish to the castle that everyone should put on to try on their new clothes for the party. And everybody in the castle is so excited. Oh, today we get to try on our new clothes that Munish is going to bring us. And Munish now brings in the new clothes, such beautiful material, and he works so hard on the clothes. And now the Paritz tries on his new jacket. And all of a sudden the Paritz gets very angry. Wait a minute! Look at this! One sleeve was like a short sleeve, and the other sleeve was past his fingers. What's going on over here? The sleeves are different. A short sleeve and a long sleeve. I never saw such a thing. One button was over here, another button was over here. He tried to button it. Part of it was too tight, part of it was too loose. What kind of jacket is this? The Perez puts on his pants. One leg was above the knee like shorts, and the other was over his shoe. He's walking around, half shorts and half a long pants. What's wrong with these pants? What kind of clothes are these? And it was too tight. I can't wear pants that are too tight. And he starts screaming, "This is the worst suit I ever saw. What's wrong with you?" And Mrs. Poritz had put on her dress, and she comes in, and it looked like a potato bag on her. It looked terrible. She says, "What kind of dress is this? This is the worst fitting dress I ever saw." The daughters came in, and one of the dresses was too tight, and one was too loose, and one was so long that they couldn't even walk because it was all over the floor. "We never saw such a terrible clothes." And the boys and the servants and the officers, everybody was complaining the clothes didn't fit. And Munish says, "I don't understand. Everything was measured perfectly and I worked so hard." And the Poritz is screaming and he says, "Munish, you have to come back in 2 days, the day before the party, and everything must fit perfectly, or else you and your family are going into the dungeon. And you will not go out of the dungeon, you will just go in. You'll go in the way you are, and you're going to go out only when you're bones, and that's it. Unless you make these clothes fit perfectly." And the poet is screaming and yelling, and he makes Munish to leave the castle. And he throws the clothes at him in a pile and he says, "Take the clothes and go fix them up or else you're finished." And Munish is shaking. "Oh, I don't know what happened. Did I get all the things mixed up?" No. He went back and he saw that each thing that he made should have been perfect. And he's made clothes before for the poets and his family. He doesn't understand what went wrong. And he was shaking and crying. He didn't know what to do. "What should I do to fix it? I made them exactly like I make the other clothes." "Shh." Kinalach. Munish did not know what to do. All of a sudden he got an idea. There was a big tzaddik where he lived. And the tzaddik they called the Saraf. Now you know what the word sreifa is? The word sreifa is a fire. There are malachim called srafim, burning, fiery malachim. Do you remember when Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai and malachim were burning and breathing fire and fire was coming out of them? These were burning malachim. The tzaddik was called the burning tzaddik, the saraf, because he was burning with a halakha of fire for Hashem. He had a halakha of fire for Hashem. Munish decided to go to the tzaddik to ask him what to do. Munish goes to the big tzaddik, the saraf, and he cries and he says, "I'm asking you for my life. If I don't fix those clothes that I made for Boris and his family, I am going to be chas v'shalom in the dungeon with my family and never got out. And I don't know what to do to fix them. I made them exactly the way they should be made. I don't know what's wrong." And the Saraf says to Munish, "Shh." And the Saraf says to Munish, "I'll tell you exactly what to do, and you have to do exactly what I say, and don't change a thing. And if you listen exactly to what I say, everything will work out. But if you don't listen, it's not going to work out. And even if you don't understand what I say, you have to do it exactly." The Sarav says to Munish, "Do exactly what I tell you and don't change one thing and everything will be fine." And this is what the Saraf says. take the clothes, take the parrot's jacket, take it apart, undo the stitches, undo the threads, and then take thread and a needle and sew it back together exactly as you did it before. Do not change one hole, one stitch, and one place. Take apart the sleeve, sew it back together, exactly the same holes, the same places. Take apart the pants, sew it back together. Take apart the dresses, sew them back together. Every button take off and sew back exactly the same place. Now, Kinelach, does this make sense to you? It didn't make sense to Monish either. He said, but I sewed it the first time and nothing fit. If I take it apart and sew it back exactly the same way, it won't fit again. And the Sarab said, remember, Monish, I told you what to do when I said, if you do exactly this way, everything will be fine. Do not change one thing that I told you to do. And Kinelach Munish had no choice. He didn't know what else to do. He goes home. He goes to his store. He cries. He takes the Poritz's coat. He takes it apart. And he sews it back together again the same way. And as he's crying, he's trying not to splash the tears on the Poritz's jacket or his pants because it's expensive material and his tears will ruin the material. And of course he doesn't want to get it wet. It's going to shrink it. If it shrinks it, it's certainly not going to fit the Poritz. Remember, the Poritz has not been on his diet for a long time. And it's coming up his birthday party. You think the Poritz is going to be on his diet for his birthday? Of course not. The Poritz is going to eat for his birthday and drink. Shh. He took the Poritz's wife's dress and he takes it apart. And every stitch and every place he sews back exactly the same way. And he's crying. Ay, 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 ay. Hashem, help me. The Poritz shouldn't throw my family in the dungeon. The baby and the Kinelach and my wife and myself. Ay, Gavav. And he's careful not to splash tears on the Poritz's wife's beautiful dress, or she'll get upset because it's all stained with tears. And he takes the Poritz's son's pants, takes it apart, and puts it back together. And the jackets, and the dresses for the girls, and the different uniforms for the officers. And now it comes the day before the Poritz's birthday party. And of course the castle is getting set up for the birthday party. The banjo players are tuning up their banjos and the flutie mans are shining up their fluties and the cooks are cooking in the kitchen. I don't know if they're making grilled cheese and corn like they're having today. They're probably making other kind of good stuff. And the servants are busy setting up all the tables and there's balloons everywhere and of course happy birthday Poritz and everybody's shining up things and, you know, setting up the place. And now it's the day that Munish has to deliver the clothing. And he takes all the clothing, neatly folded, and he puts it on a wagon and he takes it to the castle of the Poritz. And the Poritz sees Munish and he says, Munish, the clothes better fit. It's the day before my birthday party. It's too late. If it don't fit today, and today you're going to the dungeon. And tomorrow by my birthday party, I'll know that you're in the dungeon with your family if the clothes don't fit. And I don't know what I'm going to wear. And the Poritz goes and he tries on his suit. And he comes out and he says, look, it fits perfectly. It's beautiful. It's more beautiful than any suit that you ever made. It's just perfect. And the Poritz's wife came out with her dress. She says, Munish, you've done better than you have ever done before. This is gorgeous. It is the nicest dress I own of all my thousands of dresses. By the way, I told my boys today, in the Brooklyn Museum, you could see the jewels of the kings and queens of Russia. Even the Tsar Nikolai, that we told you stories about, he's a big troublemaker. And in the time of the Alter Rebbe and the Mittler Rebbe and the Tzemach Tzedek, these Tsars of Russia made so much trouble. Their jewels and their stuff is 5 minutes away in the Brooklyn Museum. I happened to see it last night. The crowns and the swords and the rings and the jewels and their wives, their dresses they used to wear, the fancy stuff, exactly what they used to wear, not copies. They have it there from Russia. And one of the queens, who was the wife of one of the czars, you know how many dresses she had in her closet? More than 15,000 dresses in her closet. And so much jewelry. You see it right there.